Hey. Right. Let's go. Hey. Hello and welcome to Launching Out the podcast. Listen, it's been a while and God has been leading me in this podcast, and I hope it has been a blessing to you. And I want to thank you for, excuse me, for joining me on this day that the Lord has made. And my prayer is that surely you rejoice and definitely be glad in it. Everybody didn't get to experience this day, but the Lord saw faith that he has brought you to another day. And so thank you for joining me on this podcast, Launching Out. I am in a place right now that I have been coming to you directly because God has been giving me topics that I believe that will help you to certainly reach your goals and your dreams. So there's so many podcast episodes out there now. You can follow me at Olu Brown on Facebook. Also, you can search for the podcast on YouTube. There you'll be able to find several episodes of the podcast. Also, you can go to the website www.olubrownmotivations.com. There you'll be able to find resources that I believe will help you to reach your goals and your dreams. Listen, surely one thing for sure is that you can always, always reach me if you have questions or you want to get some idea, perhaps in doing something that I have either spoken about or something that I'm doing or something that you just want to kind of bounce off of me. I would love to hear from you. Just inbox me or message me, and I would love to hear from you. Listen, there are people listening, tuning even right now all around the world. They are listening to this podcast. It's been helping so many people, and I pray and hope that it has been a blessing to you thus far. There's so many things that is going on in our world today. Let us continue to pray for one another. Let us pray for this nation. Let us pray for our leaders, our communities. Let us pray for one another as we are going through a time that we may have never seen before. And so, but one thing is certain is that we may not have seen it, but God has seen this playbook before, and he is able to take us through all of that we are dealing with, all of that is going on in our community and in our world. God has seen this before. It may be new to us, but it's not new to him. And so let us continue to put God first as we work toward our goals and our dreams. Listen, I am excited this morning because God has given me a word that I believe will help you as you work on your goals and dreams. And the reason I say goals and dreams is because all of us have something that we are working toward, regardless of how big or how small it may be. We have something that we're trying to accomplish. And if you don't have anything that you're trying to accomplish, let me know because I need to pray for you. Because all of us have something that we want to see come to pass, regardless of how big or how small. And so on today, I want to share with you this word that I believe has helped me, especially in this time, has helped me to reach my goals and my dreams. And there's so many things. As the old folks would say, I have a lot of irons in the fire, and I am working on it day in and day out. It's not easy, and it's not going to be easy, because one thing I have realized, that if you're doing something and it is easy, realize that you're not alone. There's so many people doing the same thing. And so if you do, I tell young people all the time, and I told my kids, if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. And if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. So if you are working on something and it is difficult, trust and believe that the reward will be greater. Trust and believe that the reward will be greater. But if it's easy, the reward will be less, because it would not have the value that you expect, because everybody else is also doing what is easy. But listen, I'm not going to hold you long. I just want to drop a few things on you this morning, and I want to talk about this one thing on this morning that I believe it, that it will change your life. It will make a difference in your life. I want to talk about this one four-letter word, and it's still. Be still. Be still. I want to talk about the power of being still. We live in a world today that people are active, going about doing this and doing that. They are posting. Everybody has a platform today. Everybody's sharing stuff they know about, sharing stuff they don't know about, sharing stuff that is not their business, but they are busy sharing stuff on Facebook, Instagram, so many other social media sites, sharing, talking about stuff they don't know about, but they think they know about and they don't know about. And so we need to find a space and a place in our life where we can be still. Be still so that you can hear the voice of God and get the direction that you need to help you as you work toward your goals and your dreams. Don't be so quick. Don't be so fast. Don't be in a hurry to get out there and get ahead of God and tell people what you are working on. You have to be still. Be still in the process as you work toward this goal, as you work toward the dream. Be still. Be still. Being still doesn't mean that you are weak. In fact, being still is strength. It's powerful. It's powerful to be still and allow yourself, allow the thing that God has, the idea to manifest itself in you. Allow it to work in you and through you as you work on your goals and your dreams. And when I talk about being still, I don't mean stop working on your goals and just sit like a knot on a log. When I say be still, I mean be still and work quietly behind the scenes. Don't always respond to what other people are talking about. Sometimes people bait you into getting into an argument or getting into a discussion. You don't always have to respond. Be still. Be still. It is a powerful thing to be still. I was talking with a friend of mine, and I was explaining about the power of being still. I was talking about the power of being still. And I said, listen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to hold back from you conversations. And I want you to understand the power of being still. You don't always have to respond to everything people say. You don't always have to like everything people say. Not that you, for any reason, don't like it, but you don't have to voice it out. You don't have to always speak to something. You don't always have to react, because sometimes the enemy gets you into a position for you to react. And get you, by reacting, you become distracted. You become unfocused from your goals and your dreams. The thing that you're supposed to be locked into and accomplishing along the way. You are, in essence, being distracted from working on your goals and your dreams. And so you don't always have to respond. You don't always have to clap back because they said something that you don't like. It's okay. Everybody is subject to their own opinion. And a person convinced against what they are talking about is normally of the same opinions still, because even though you convince them, they go back to the reality of what they really think it is or what they believe. And so what I'm saying to you is today, that today is to be still, be quiet as you work toward your goals and your dreams. Allow God to stir you and to fill you up as you work toward your goals and your dreams. Listen, I have learned the art of being still. It is a powerful thing to work behind the scenes and then bring your dreams to reality, and the world get to see. And one minute they are saying, oh, we haven't heard from Olu in a while. And all of a sudden, bam, there it is. I have presented something new. I have been working on, that God has been using me to bring to the universe. What is God using you to bring to the universe? What is he saying to you? What is it that you have within your mind, knowing that this thing is something that God is leading you to, that the universe, our world, our community needs to see, needs to be a part of? What is this thing that you need and you know within yourself that God is calling you to? What is it? What is it that's in your mind that you have been working on, but it has never really come together because you talk too much? You tell everybody your plans. You don't have to tell everybody your plans. You don't have to tell everybody what is going on in your life. You don't have to do that. This is something that should be working out between you and God. I am convinced by the scripture, Ephesians 3:20, that says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. Okay? Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. Guess what? According to the power that worketh within you. You hear me? There's power within you. It's according to the power that work within you. What power do you have working within you? Are you giving your power away by talking too much? Are you giving your power away by responding to everything that comes your way? Are you giving your power away by explaining your goals and your dreams to people who really don't care for you anyhow? I'm talking about people that are close to you, friends and family member even. Yeah, they love you. But some people are so comfortable with you being just who you are. They cannot take the new you. They cannot take you being this new person. So don't run off telling everybody about your goals and your dreams before you bring it into fruition. Listen, you have greatness within you. You have greatness within you. It's according to the power that work within you. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. Let me put it this way. Above all that you can imagine. Think about anything that you can imagine. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly more and abundantly plentiful more than you can ask or think, than you can imagine. Look, this is powerful stuff. This is powerful stuff because as you work on your goals and your dreams, don't be so fast. Don't be so much in a hurry to run out there. As soon as it comes to you, you run out there and put it on Facebook. You run out there and start telling everybody about your goals, about your dreams. Oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. We hear that every year at the beginning of the year. People have resolutions. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, this year I'm going to lose 30 pounds. Oh, this year I'm going to start a new business. Oh, this year I'm going to travel the world. Oh, this year I'm going to get married. Oh, this year we're going to start a new. Listen, be still. Be still and allow God to work in you and through you to accomplish the goals. So what if your goal is to get married in this year? When you get married, everybody would know it. It would not be hidden. Trust me. When you start the business, everybody would know it. It would not be hidden. You don't have to go and voice it out before it ever happened. You destroy what God is trying to do in you by talking too much. By talking too much. Be still. Be still. This is serious business. This is your life. I'm talking to you. If you're listening, I'm talking to you. This is your life. This is not a game. We don't turn this off when it's over. We don't turn life off. Life continues. This is your life. Be still. Be powerful. Because you still doesn't mean that you don't have power. Or doesn't mean that you can't clap back when people say something to you. When people piss you off, be still. You don't always have to respond. It is a powerful thing not to respond. It is powerful. It is more powerful than actually speaking out. They want you to talk. They want you to clap back. They want you to speak. But be still. And let God be God. Let God continue to work through you. Be still. It is a powerful thing. Now unto him who is able. Do you believe he's able? Do you believe he's able? Do you believe he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can imagine? What are you imagining? When you wake up and you go through your day, and then you get ready and to go to bed, and you lie in the bed, and what are you imagining? What conversation are you having with yourself? And don't be ashamed, because we all have the tendency to have conversations with ourselves. Some of us even speak out loud. And before we know it, we have voiced it. We have conversations with ourselves. Don't be ashamed of it. I do too. I have conversations with myself. You'd be surprised. That's some of the best conversations you will ever have, the one you have with yourself. Because you are in total agreement with oneself. So when you ask the question and answer yourself, and answer yourself, and you are in total agreement with yourself. And that's the best conversation you will ever have. There's no disagreement, but be still. If you got to talk to someone, talk to yourself and answer yourself. That's the best conversation you will have. Be still. Don't run out and tell everybody everything that you are planning to do I'm going to do. And allow God. Don't destroy what is going on in your life before it ever happened. Before you can birth, don't destroy the baby in the womb. Don't destroy the dream in the womb. Don't destroy the gift in the womb. Be still. Don't run out and tell everybody. Don't put it on Facebook. Don't put it on the social media feed. Everybody is not going to like it. Everybody is not going to be happy for you. Everybody is not going to be in your favor. Some people like you the way you are. They don't want you to change. They don't want you to be better. They don't want you to grow. They don't want you to leave them where they are and you excel and be better. They don't want you. They want you to be right where you are. They want you to struggle with them. They want you to be broke. They want you to hear you cry and hear your struggles. They want you to be right there. Misery loves company. They want you to be right there and not leave them in a place and take off and go higher. And so be careful. Be still. Now unto him. Be still, who is able, be still, to do exceedingly and abundantly, because you have the Holy Ghost within you. That's why you have according to the power that worketh within you. That's why I always say, you have greatness within you. You have greatness. Eyes have not seen, you have greatness within you. Ears have not heard, you have greatness within you. But don't give it away by talking too much. Don't give it away by posting too much. Don't give it away by sharing too much, too quickly. Don't give it away. Are you listening? Are you listening? This is the power of being still. Be still and watch God work. Be still while you work. Be still while you accomplish. Be still. Don't give your power away. Don't give your power away. Then wonder why it's not working out for me. It's not happening yet. I'm tired. I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of you give your power away. You give your strength away. Talking too much is not strength. Responding to everything is not strength. It's not powerful. You're giving your energy away, the energy that you need to work on your goals and your dreams. You're giving it away by talking too much. You're giving it away by posting too much. You're giving it away by telling it to everybody. Be still. The power is being still. Be still and work. Be still and accomplish your goals. Be still and fulfill your dreams. Be still. Be still. You don't always have to be the one sharing everything. Those that love you, those that want to see you do well, they'll be right there with you. Don't give, what I'm saying to you is, there is power in being still. There is power in allowing God to work in you and through you. But you can, he can't work in you and through you when you're too busy talking too much, telling it all. The dream is between you and him. The dream is between you and him so that the world can get to see. But you talk too much. So what I'm saying to you is, be still, be quiet, and work. Be quiet and work. Be quiet and work. Work. God has given it to you. He has posted in you. He has positioned you. He has put you in a place with your gift. But you got to work it. You got to work it. Write the vision. Make it plain. He who sees it run to what? Though the vision will tarry. It will take a while. But wait for it. Be still. Wait for it. And while you wait, you're working behind the scenes. Don't stop working because you're waiting. You work while you're waiting. And though it tarry, though the vision tarry, but wait for it, for it will surely come at an appointed time. How many of you know there's an appointed time for your goals and your dreams? But some of us destroy the appointment by talking too much. We destroy the meeting room by talking too much, by sharing too much, by posting too much, posting before time, posting before the dream is a reality, posting before God can work in you, posting before. It's almost as if, for those of you that know anything about cooking, it's almost as if baking a bread, and you know, if you're baking a bread or baking a cake, you want to check that thing out just before it come out the oven. I've seen people take a toothpick and then stick it down in there and pull it out. And if the dough is sticks to the toothpick, it's not ready yet. But if it gets in there and you can pull it out and it's dry, there's nothing sticking to it there, then it's cooked on the inside. So as you work on your goals and your dream, it's like baking. It's like having the bread in the oven. You don't want to take it out too early. It may be brown and look good on the outside, but if you take it out too early, it is moist on the inside. It does not cook all the way through. Same thing with anything else. Frying a chicken. Same thing with baking a chicken. You want to make sure, baking a turkey, we're coming up on Thanksgiving and so many people going to be getting turkey and ham and all this other stuff. But if you pull anything out of the oven too early, it's not going to be cooked all the way through. That's what happens when you talk too soon, when you're not still long enough for your dreams to become a reality. That's what happened when you pull your dream, your goals, you pull it out of the oven too early. Come on, folks. Don't give your power away. Now unto him. You ought to read that. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think, according to the power that work within us. We have power within us. We have greatness within us. We can do more than we can ever ask or think. We can do more than we can ever imagine, according to the power that work within you. What do you believe? Do you believe you can do more? Here's the interesting thing about believing. If you believe you can do it, or you believe you can't, you know what? You're right. You are right either way. It's according to your belief. If you believe you can go higher, you will go higher. If you believe you can do it, you can do it. If you believe it won't happen, it won't happen. If you believe you can do more than you can ever imagine, you will. If you believe you can go, you will. If you believe you can't, you won't. What do you believe? If you believe you can start the business, you will. If you believe it can be larger than you can, and be the biggest ever, it will. If you believe you're tired, you're tired. If you believe you're strong, you're strong. The scriptures say, let the weak say that I'm strong, according to the power that worketh within you. Listen, folks, think I've said enough. I know that you are smart and that you're well able. And now, this serves as a reminder, because you know that you know within you that you need to be still, that there's power in being still. You know that don't give your energy away by arguing. Don't give your energy away by responding to everything. Don't give your energy away. By you not responding doesn't mean you're weak. Don't give your energy away. Don't give it away while you work on your goals and your dreams. You need your energy. You need every bit of your energy to work on your goals, to work on your dreams, to bring the vision to a reality. You need every bit of your energy. Don't give it away. You're smart enough. You know. This is just a reminder to remind you that you have goals and you have dreams, and that you are spending your energy. You're spending it as if it's a currency. You're spending it like money. You're spending it, giving it all away. I love you. I want to see you do better. I know you can. What do you believe? Do you believe you can do more? Do you believe you can do better? Do you believe that you can change your world? You may not can get out there and change the world, like create things in that manner, but you can change your world. You can change the world around you. So go after your dreams. Go after your goals. You have greatness. You have greatness within you. You have power. It's according to the power that works within us. You can do more than you can ever imagine. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Work on your goals. You don't know what else that God can do in you and through you, but now unto Him who is able to do. I'm presenting you with this. Now unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can imagine, all that you can ask, all that you can think, according to the power that work within you, within us. Listen, on this day, I share this with you. Please do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for your community. Do it for your children. You know that you can do more. Work on your goals. Go after your dreams. Write the vision and make it plain. Go after your dreams. Go after it so much, so powerful. Go after it with excitement. Go after it as if your life depends on it. Because it does. It does. Listen, all of us folks go through things in life. You don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't know what you're dealing with. But that doesn't mean that you stop living. You stop living. Don't stop. Don't give up. Keep working toward your dreams. Keep working toward the goals. Keep working the vision. Keep putting God first. Now unto Him who is able. Now unto Him who is able to do. So I say to you on today, please take the time. This podcast is shared on my website, www.olubrownmotivations.com. Or just go to Google and type in my name, Olu Brown. And you will have an opportunity for Google to pull up all of the resources that is tied to me that you can tap into and find help to reach your goals and your dreams. Also, go to YouTube, type in Launching Out, and follow the podcast. All of the episodes are there. And inbox me, message me, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram at _the_1 motivator. and on Instagram, and you'll find me. And so many platforms out there, but make sure that you work on your goals and work on your dreams. It is so important. Don't leave here and not fulfill your dreams. Listen, I love you. I thank you for watching. I thank you for being a part of this program and launching out in Olu Brown Motivations. Listen, if you have an event that's coming up, I would love to come and share. I would love to be a part of your program or event that may be coming up. And just reach out to me, and I would love to be a part of it. So, hey, give us a star. Send me a message. Let me know how we're doing. And, you know, it is also powerful as you be still and work on your goals and dreams. But it's also good to hear from others to let them know how they are doing. Listen, you're great. You're doing well. I love you. Go after your dreams now. Don't stop here. Go after your dreams. If it's something you've been working on and you hadn't really brought it into reality and you quit along the way, it's okay. Just go ahead. Pick it back up. Dust it off. Find out what you did right. Find out what you did wrong. Find out what worked. Find out what didn't work. Hey, go after it and dust it off and take it on again. And with the help of God, I guarantee you, he will bring it to pass. But you have to be still and not give your energy away. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Have a great day. Thank you for watching.